to Mr. Knut Holler, the Executive Board Member of Housing Initiative for Eastern Europe, IWO. Over to you, Knut.
Welcome. Yeah, thank you very much, Madam Chair. Dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to present today my speech, which is called Ukraine on the Road to Housing Affordability, a Consistent Approach in Difficult Times. Ukraine is a country under attack, fighting for its independence. The country has a difficult Soviet legacy and a long and rocky road to transition since its independence. The housing sector and its affordability are areas that have not receiving attention for a long time. This is currently changing. Although the cities and villages of Ukraine are under constant Russian shelling, Ukraine's and international partners are working on solutions for more affordable housing. As Europe is currently focusing on housing, Ukraine made benefit of learning from best practice. In my speech, I would like to highlight the key points that illustrate this cooperation. The Russian invasion causes enormous damage. According to the World Bank, more than $55 billion. At least 10% of the housing stock has been destroyed or damaged. Millions are seeking protection abroad or have been displaced within Ukraine. This war has created a huge demand on new and affordable housing. An initial estimate by experts sees a need for 500,000 residential units over the next 6 to 10 years. The challenge in cities are particularly great. Municipalities must strengthen their capacities and develop innovative governance models in housing to enable investment into affordable housing. Even before the invasion, Ukraine faced major challenges in the housing sector. The most important ones, the majority live in privatized flats, in multifamily houses from the Soviet era. These buildings are poorly managed and in urgent need of refurbishment. The renovation is slow and small scale, so the energy consumption is very high. Many homeowners receive subsidies to cover their heating costs. There are no housing providers. The private rental market is unregulated and insecure, both for landlords and especially for tenants. Affordable and social rental housing does not exist. The recommendations to change this are on the table. The UNECE and this committee here made good proposals in 2013, and they point the way to a more diversified and institutionalized housing market. The Ukraine facility of the European Union also commits to develop new legislative and institutional framework. The Ukraine plan also provides fund until the end of 2027 to compensate people whose property has been damaged or destroyed. A total of €600 million is planned, and for the provision of housing for vulnerable groups, €605 million are earmarked. Furthermore, housing concepts, technical assistance, and capacity building projects are on the way. The government and local authorities are working on various programs to repair the damage caused by the destruction and to compensate people for their destroyed property. All of these processes are digital. At the same time, work is underway on a housing reform that Ukraine has not seen in the last 30 years. The reform aims to transforming the philosophy and implementing of housing policies in Ukraine. Two new laws, one replacing the Soviet Housing Code of 1983 and one regulating social housing, are being drafted. The first is ready to be voted on in Parliament. The first ever state strategy for housing policy is also to be developed. And the new legal framework should allow for new European models of housing provision, particularly municipal housing pilot in Kharkiv. Ukraine will not create affordable and social housing within the existing system. More institutionalized means public, cooperative, and private housing providers offer housing for rent and manage and maintain it. These institutionalized housing providers are widespread in Europe. In Germany, there are 750 municipal and more than 2,000 cooperatives. These can serve as a model, and they can also help personally especially in the context of city partnerships, for example, between Nuremberg and Kharkiv. There are hundreds of these partnerships. In my view, there are two main challenges. The privately owned housing stock is in urgent need of renovation. To this end, the management of multifamily buildings must be improved and suitable financing must be provided. We should include Ukraine in the European Green Deal for energy efficiency in buildings. The greater ever challenge of reconstruction of damaged and destroyed housing needs to be addressed in multiple dimensions of this problem and investment acquired. Secondly, a functioning rental market must be developed and there must be public rental housing on the market. The new law will provide the right framework and instrument for more affordable and social housing. Sustainable and ecological housing needs professional and independent housing providers, and Article 24 stands for the establishment of these institutionalized providers, here referred to as operators of affordable housing. This will ensure professionalism in the housing sector and gives it a future. Various projects are working on solutions at all levels in parallel with the legislative process. Humanitarian organizations are actively providing shelter and humanitarian aid to the IDPs, and development organizations are piloting new long-term housing solutions. Our project in Kharkiv is also focused on introducing a new instrument of housing provision. The main objective of this UN for Ukrainian Cities project is to support the city of Kharkiv in sustainably improving the affordable housing supply in the city with its own municipal housing company. In particular, the model of the partner city of Nuremberg in Germany and its municipal housing company provides relevant ideas. Everyone knows that Kharkiv is close to the front line. Despite the constant Russian attacks on the city, the total population has remained almost stable. While some have left, there's an influx of internal displaced persons, mainly from the Kharkiv region and the occupied territories. About half of the residential buildings in the city are either damaged or destroyed. It is very noteworthy that the city administration is making great efforts to start repairing buildings immediately and that about 20% of the damaged buildings have already been repaired. We propose a management model that both involves the city of Kharkiv and gives the new municipal company to be founded sufficient economic competence and independence to be a good partner of for people's housing. How to make it successful in the beginning for a financial start? All current concepts provide for a combination of loans and grants for the financing of new housing providers. And our calculation shows that already 2,500 rental flats will bring the new company to profitability in 2 to 3 years. At the same time, the new company can develop and coordinate a medium and long-term municipal strategy for social and affordable housing and coordinate the reconstruction of privately owned destroyed housing. Thank you.
Thank you.